And from the KTOO newsroom, I'm Yvonne Crumry. Sitka celebrated its fourth annual Yakuik, or herring ceremony, last Saturday. The ceremony honors the role of herring in the way of the life of the Tlingit people. This event includes stories performed in Tlingit and English, distribution of gifts and blankets, and traditional song and dance. KCAW's Meredith Reddick attended the event and returned with this audio postcard.
The doors of Akahit, the Point House, are open.
The doors of Kachachahit, Jumping Herring House or Shattering House, are open. Can you tell me your name?
Bob Sam. I grew up here in Sitka, in the village of Sitka. And we used to have a kuik in the village and the clan houses. And when my father passed away, we had a kuik in the clan house in the village in 1964. What's so incredible now is our young people are picking it up and taking it into the future. But what's more incredible is they're wearing their regalia in their everyday life. And I dreamed of this.
And what was your name?
Yolanda.
My favorite part is watching the elders, you know, reconnect with culture that they may not have participated in for a long time. So seeing the joy in their faces and knowing that we're continuing to perpetuate our traditions in the way that they approve of and encourage and are grateful
for.
They were amazed. No one had come near his daughter. What happened?
Gaudeya kanda hitwe tokade ye kakwa uwu. Aka chash hit the way would do the yech. Gank.
That was KCAW reporter Meredith Reddick attending Sitka's fourth annual Yakuik, or herring ceremony, last weekend at Harrigan Centennial Hall. The Sitka School Board has gone out on a limb, maybe the longest limb it's ever gone out on, in passing a budget for the next year. In a split vote last Thursday, the board voted to keep staffing levels the same as last year and to almost completely drain the district's reserves. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
The most money for education in Alaska comes from the legislature, and that's the rub for Sitka and every other school district in the state. The legislature hasn't decided how much it will spend next year, leaving schools to draft their budgets based on guesswork. It's an infuriating and agonizing process for local communities that want to spend as much as they can on schools, keeping good teachers, recruiting new ones, and maintaining sports, music, and other extracurricular programs that incentivize attendance. Board member Tristan Gavon attributed much of Sitka's difficult position to a faulty legislative process.
What we're doing here is we're building a budget without an idea of what our revenues will be because of inaction by the state. You know, we all kind of, you know, we've talked to death kind of the situation with the BSA that it hasn't been increased since 2016, since July 1st of 2016. In that same time period, you know, we faced about 25% inflation. So in essence, that flat funding, you know, is a budget decrease, a significant budget decrease.
The BSA stands for Base Student Allocation, or the amount of money the state gives each district for each student. The BSA has been increased once in the last 7 years and been bumped several times with one-time grants. But, as Gavon noted, it's never been adjusted for inflation. Several bills have been introduced in the legislature this year that might provide yet another bump, but it's anyone's guess where the final number will land. This left the Sitka School Board to consider only two options, whether to cut three teachers at Kikuchihin and increase class sizes in fourth and fifth grade, or keep those teachers and take the district savings account to its lowest level ever, just over $10,000. Board member Todd Gebler wanted to keep the teachers.
This is a risk. This is an enormous risk. And a lot of it, you can put a label on it if the state is not doing it. It's not doing what they should for us, and that is the truth. They're really not doing it. But in order for the teachers to do what they need to do, small class sizes are important. And in order for us to do that, I'm very, very happy to keep those three positions a key.
The risk is that the proposed budget assumes the state will increase the BSA with a one-time shot of $450. Again, it's just a guess. Bills have been introduced in the legislature with higher amounts, but it's a long road before any of them arrive at the governor's desk. The final amount could also be lower than $450. In that event, the district couldn't meet its obligations, as pointed out by Mike Vieira, president of the Sitka Education Association, which represents teachers.
If you can't meet payroll, that's us. So it's all in the same boat.
Another alternative before the board would be to reduce staff at Kikuchihin Elementary by two positions and transfer them to Blatchley Middle School. The resulting draw on district savings would then leave close to $200,000 in the bank. This was the preference of Board President Blossom Teal Olson, who was uncomfortable with going all the way down to $10,000.
I cannot bring myself to be okay with walking away, knowing that it would jeopardize our whole community, knowing that our fund balance would be left at such a level.
In the end, other board members overruled Teal Olson and voted to approve a budget that leaves the teaching staff intact, draws on $1.7 million in savings, and assumes the legislature will allocate at least another $450 per student to education this year, which, as yet, it has come to no agreement on. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
Anchorage Mayor Dave Bronson and the Assembly want to start moving dozens of people who are homeless into the former Golden Lion Hotel starting in a few weeks. City leaders announced the timeline at a news conference today. The move comes as the city prepares to close the mass shelter at Sullivan Arena at the end of the month and searches for alternative housing options for the hundreds of people staying there. Anchorage Homelessness Coordinator Alexis Johnson says the plan is to move people with mobility issues from the Sullivan into the Golden Lion. She says the transition would start shortly after the arena shelter begins shuttering on May 1st.
Probably a week or two after that, just to give us a little bit of wiggle room, but we will be asking for an appropriation of the continuation of the Sullivan so that we have a seamless transition.
Currently, about 350 people are using the Sullivan for shelter, with more than 100 using a warming area. Johnson says the Golden Lion has 85 units available for use as low-income housing. The city is working with community partners to find housing for more people and expects others to camp outside.
We do know that there will be an unsheltered population this summer, and we're working with the coalition to limit the impact on both the campers and unsheltered people and also the constituents and city as far as public safety goes.
The Golden Lion has been a political football since Bronson campaigned for mayor in 2021. The building was purchased using federal COVID-19 relief money. Assembly members had hoped to use the building as a substance misuse treatment facility for homeless people. Bronson opposed that plan, vowing to sell the building if elected. The Assembly and the mayor have now agreed to use the building for housing, but not a treatment center, at least not yet. Midtown Assembly member Felix Rivera says the Assembly still hopes to have a treatment facility, but the current need for housing is greater.
We will continue to have the debate about using the former Golden Lion as treatment into the future. But for right now, the need that we know we have in the community is housing, and so that is what we are working collaboratively with the administration to achieve.
Assembly members are set to vote tonight on whether to put roughly $1 million towards fixing up the Golden Lion. A quarter of that would come from the city's alcohol tax fund. And as for the weather here in Juneau, it's currently 42 degrees and raining a bit. Tonight, more rain and a possibility of snow is on the way, and that's what's on the forecast for tomorrow as well, with a high of 45 degrees. The rest of the week, it looks like there's a mix of rain and snow on the forecast, but Saturday could be sunny with a high of 60 degrees. You're listening to KTOO. It's just a couple minutes before 5.